Continue studying Rav Zinger's beautiful Sefer, Tikkun Tfilasi. And he has a chapter here, Dalif Namiya Taumed. Know who you are standing before as you are standing in davening. Obviously, the most fundamental characteristic of davening. So he writes here from Rav Nachman in Likute Tfilos. He says, Ve'ida va'amin be'emuna shlema. Every single Jew needs to believe with complete faith. Ki melo kol haaretz kvodecha. That the entire world is filled with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everywhere you look, up, down, left, right, it's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ve'ata omed aleinu b'shas ha'tfila. And a person has to feel that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is standing there during davening. Ve'ata shomea umabid umazin umakshiv kol dibor v'dibor shel tfila. Every word that comes out of our mouths, we have to have the emunah, we have to have the faith that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is listening to all of it. Ve'ida lifnei mi'ata omed. And I have to know who I'm standing before. Lifnei melech malchei amlachim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To know, that's part of davening, the most fundamental part of davening, is a consciousness and awareness of who you are standing before. Ve'al yidei zeh. And once a person has that consciousness, once a person has that awareness, yumshach alai yira ve'ema gedolim mipanecha. You're overwhelmed with the sense of yira and ema. Yira and ema don't just mean fear and fear. One is a little bit of a fear. The other one is yiras haromimus. An awareness of the amazingness, of the magnitude of what it is that we are engaged in when we sit down to daven. If we really believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is malo kol haaretz kvodecha, that the entire world is filled with Hashem, and when you and I talk, that there's someone on the other end listening, so that should fill us with yiras haromimus, a wow feeling, overwhelmed by what it is that we're undertaking. And he says, that is the advice to having kavanah and davening. Kavanah and davening is not understanding the words that you're saying. That's helpful. But kavanah and davening starts with an awareness that when I say a word in davening, there's someone listening. There's someone who cares. There's someone who's paying attention. And therefore, I'm not going to let my mind wander. I'm going to be paying attention the entire time while I'm davening. He goes on, as he often does, and offers his own words, his own interpretation of a Maimer Chazal. So he writes here at Tfilah, O Lifneshi Bakasha, before it's asking Hashem for anything. O Lifneshi Toda, before it's giving gratitude to anything. O Lifneshi Shevach, before you're praising anything. He Mifgash. It's a meeting. It's a meeting, what Rabbi Soloveitchik called a rendezvous. It's an encounter between you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Picture yourself sitting down at a Starbucks. You're going in for a business meeting. Only on the other end is the Melech Malchei Amlachim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's the person who could answer and solve all of your problems. He says, Amida lenochach lifnei Shechina. You are standing before the Shechina. Lechein, Hatzad Harishon bevoeinu lispalel. The first step when we come into davening, Hi psichas hatoda el hanuchachus. It's an awareness of a presence. Right, that, he says, is the most fundamental aspect of davening, is an awareness of the presence. Ela tchusha she'Hashem nimtza. It's feeling that Hashem is found, that He's not an inanimate object, that He's not just a noun, but that He's real. And as tangible as this table is, and as tangible as that chair is, that's how tangible HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in my life. Me'alai, mulai, svivai, be, all around me, Hashem is found. So that's what he says, and tomorrow night we'll discuss. He gives some very practical advice for how to work on this concept of developing an awareness of Hashem. How do you develop an awareness of something you can't see or feel or touch? And so tomorrow night he's going to give, it's a little bit, it'll sound a little silly, but you'll try it and you'll let me know, you'll report back on whether or not it works, for how we work on this concept of Dalif Namiya Taumed, not just talking about it, but really feeling it, that every word that comes out of my mouth, that I'm in the presence of someone else, that the nochachiyut, that it's the conscious presence of someone that is the creator of the universe.